We are overjoyed at the Department of Corrections. I think it was the shout of happiness across the state that you could hear. I've received an overwhelming number of appreciation emails from my team members, just very excited about this increase. I mean, it's unprecedented in state history, and just so appreciative of the governor and his willingness to continue to support the state workforce. You know, the $2 differential for those hard-to-fill shifts is really appreciated. I mean, these are your, in congregate care settings, these are your hard-to-fill positions, your nighttime, your weekend workers, and what a great way to show them that the work they do is so important and valued. So we are really appreciative for this pay raise.
Now, obviously, state departments, they have to submit their department budget requests to the governor's office. And were you advocating for a pay increase of this level and the shift differential of this level? Or did it surpass your imagination?
I am very happy to say that the governor surpassed anything we thought we could ask for. And so it's really neat that that he's recognized the value that state team members play. I mean, we're the largest workforce in the state of Missouri, and he's making sure to take care of all of us. And I think that there are 15 other departments that join me in thanking him and his team for what they're able to do. And I think we all look forward to working with the legislature this session in supporting his ask. So I just think it's really important because as we continue to lose state workers to the private sector, I mean, we've got to keep up, and the governor has been a huge champion of keeping up with the market rates for the work that's being done throughout this state. And then when you look at departments like mental health, you look at corrections, you look at youth services, I mean, these are just some really hard to fill jobs, and we don't want to be the lowest paid state in the country. And he's working very hard to make sure that we're not. And so I think we're all just very appreciative and very encouraged by this level of support.
Missouri Department of Corrections Director Ann Preseith joined Show Me Today to talk about the governor's request to boost state worker pay by 8.7%. Are there certain regions of the state where you are especially lacking workers, Ann?
Yes, I mean, but I don't know that it's necessarily by region. You know, our prisons were built back in the day or placed back in the day in areas where they were the primary economic driver for those rural locations. And so now today, you have these rural areas that are not economically stable. And so we're trying to keep the workforce alive and well in those areas. So yes, we're struggling in areas like St. Joe. We're struggling in areas like Bowling Green, Fulton. Fulton is an area that has a lot of Department of Mental Health staff needed. It has a lot of Department of Corrections staff needed. I mean, there's some very large operations in that one small community. And so the number of people in that community can't accommodate or support on their own these large businesses. So that's kind of what we're running into. But then we have some other areas of the state that are doing very well, like South Central down in Licking and Ozark over in Fordland and Chillicothe. So it just kind of depends on the region and the number of people in that region to support a business the size of a full prison or even the state mental health hospital. So it's just we got to keep getting the word out. We have worked very hard to transform our culture in the Department of Corrections and really show value to our employees that every task they do is important to our overall goal of improving lives for safer communities. And we want to make our workforce workforce better. We want to make our workplaces safer, and we want to help reduce risk and repeat offenders in our communities. And so every job we do in corrections relates to one of those three things. And being able to pay people for the tasks and the jobs they do is just really very important to us. And it helps us be able to hold people accountable for being a part of the transformation process. So it really works hand in hand. So we're excited about what's going to happen this legislative session.
Missouri Department of Corrections Director Ann Preseith joined Show Me today to talk about the governor's request to boost state worker pay by 8.7%. If you have someone off the street interested in becoming, let's say, a correctional officer, and maybe a correctional officer you have with so many years of experience, what would this mean in terms of a dollar figure for them annually? Do you happen to have that info?
So we know that a correctional officer right off the street coming in and starting today will make in the neighborhood of $41,000 and some dollars. I'm not sure what the other hundreds are, but it's over $41,000. And I think that is excellent considering 5 years ago we were making $28,000. As a brand new CO1. So $41,000, I think, is great. If you get somebody who is a probation parole officer or a case manager coming off the street, they'll make $45,000. And if you get somebody applying for a clerical position, a frontline office support assistant, they'll be starting at $33,914, almost $34,000. That is huge from where we started 5 or 6 years ago in this department. And for the state as a whole, there are other departments that have increased significantly as well.
So that's with the, if the 8.7% would go through, that's how much they would make here?
Or yes.
Okay.
That's
right.
The starting salary.
Okay, got it. Okay, that's huge within the past 5 years that you have moved the needle that much. Good for you.
Yes, thank you.
In your conversations with leaders, are you aware, is there the legislative appetite to get the state worker pay increase in place by March 1st?
I hope so. We're certainly going to ask for it and get over at that Capitol and talk with the powers that be and really make our case. You know, as we look for retention of long-term employees, at recruiting and keeping new employees, I mean, this is where that kind of increase is really going to be beneficial. And when you look at businesses like corrections, youth services, social services, mental health. We can't wait for this type of pay increase to get people in the door. We need people in the door now, and they need to feel they're making the salaries that that are being put out there now. So I'm excited about it. I mean, the General Assembly has been very supportive of us the last few years, and so I look forward to having these conversations.
Missouri Department of Corrections Director Ann Preseith joined Show Me today to talk about the governor's request to boost state worker pay by 8.7%. He's also requesting a $2 per hour shift differential for congregate care employees working in high need evening and overnight shifts. One agency obviously impacted by this is Department of Corrections, being the largest workforce in state government. The governor says there are 7,000 state government positions open. What is it like within your department?
We're hiring! Exclamation point. And anyone who's interested can go to doc.mo.gov jobs. And we are hiring. We, like everyone else, and it's not just the state of Missouri, it's a national phenomenon right now. These are unprecedented times, and we're seeing vacancies in places at the volume we never expected and for jobs that we never expected would have high turnover. So anybody who's interested in coming to work for the state of Missouri needs to go to these websites and look at what kinds of jobs are available, because we're hiring for an assortment of things, whether it's the Department of Agriculture, higher ed, secondary or elementary and secondary education, health and senior services, any of the departments I've already mentioned. I mean, we're all hiring and looking for people who want to come to work.
Now, that's a team effort right there. So my next question was really going to be, how have the vacancies impacted the level of work going on within the Department of Corrections, whether that be mandatory overtime, any enrichment that's provided to prisoners, morale, any of that? How is this all being impacted by your vacancies?
You know, I'll tell you that my workforce, they're tired. They do an extraordinary amount of overtime. 40 hours a week is not the normal right now. It's around 60 hours a week is the minimum. But it's because we don't have enough positions. If we had enough positions, people could go back to working 40 hours a week and control the amount of overtime that they were asked to work. In the meantime, we do have very large amounts of overtime, some of it being mandatory. Our workforce has been great. They have volunteered and set their overtime to the schedule that works for them, what they can commit, and that's been a tremendous help. As I said, we have case managers, recreation officers, clerical that have worked in other roles, filling in some of our custody posts. We have probation parole officers filling in some of our prisons to help out. It is an all hands on deck, and that's what we do in corrections.
That's Missouri Department of Corrections Director Ann Preseith. This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri.